I've come to Cambridge University's Botanic Gardens on a rather chilly winter's afternoon because I'm on the hunt for mistletoe. Mistletoe is synonymous with Christmas. We all enjoy hanging it up over doorways and looking at its festive greenery. But how much do we actually know about the plant itself? It turns out mistletoe's story isn't quite as warm and fuzzy as you might think. It's a parasite, meaning it gets most of its nutrients and water from the tree it grows on. I'm here to see if we can find some mistletoe and find out a bit more about how it lives. Alex normally works in the glasshouses, but it turns out he actually is an expert in mistletoe, so he's very kindly agreed to join me on my hunt. Where should we be looking?
So at this time of the year, if you look into the gardens, you'll see mistletoe adorning the trees, hawthorns, apples, or any of those rosaceae genus, you'll definitely see mistletoe in those trees.
So we're looking for deciduous trees that shouldn't have any leaves on, but actually have big balls of greenery, effectively.
Yeah, at this time of the year, the mistletoe really does stand out.
Okay, well, let's go have a look then, shall we? We're going a bit further into the Botanic Gardens now and walking past a beautiful pond full of ducks on one side and a lovely rockery on the other side. And I've just spotted a tree in the distance there that looks like it might have some mistletoe on it.
So that is indeed mistletoe.
How does mistletoe spread? How does it get so far up into those trees?
So mistletoe is bird dispersed. The berries are eaten by particularly thrushes. The main outer part of the berry is removed, but the sticky substance that's around the seed remains. When the bird defecates, the seed is left on a branch, and that sticky substance allows it to stick to the branch. The seed then produces three appendages, which make it look like a spaceship, and these allow it to attach to the branch. The plants that you see in the tree will probably have started as one initial founder plant, and then mistle thrushes and other thrush species generally will have turned up and moved the plant throughout the tree. This plant is doing something that's very different to most of the ones that we're used to. So from the tree, it will be getting a number of things through a special attachment called a haustorium, mainly water and possibly some other nutrients, ions and salts.
What are the benefits to mistletoe of being a parasite rather than being a normal shrub?
All plants are competing for one major thing, which is light. But one way to get around that is to elevate yourself on another plant above the canopy. But not only can you get the light more easily, but if you plug into that plant, you can also steal water and nutrients that you would have had to work to get if you'd planted yourself into the ground.
Does it damage the tree that it grows on?
Absolutely. The plant is taking water and nutrients from the tree, and therefore the tree is losing out. However, one or two mistletoe plants are not going to do a major damage to a tree.
Should we go a bit closer and have a look at some mistletoe?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so there's a tree here which has got quite a nice crop of mistletoe low enough down for us to get a proper look at it. And you can see those beautiful pairs of leaves and the berries, just how I'd expect.
So if I cut this little bit off here, and we can actually see here this dichotomous branching, and that creates that very traditional mound-like structure within the trees. At the branching point there, we can see this is a female, so it's got three berries at each point.
I've never noticed quite how perfectly it splits in two and then two again, and how that gives you that perfect sphere.
Yeah, it's a very interesting branching habit, and in fact, it's not very much repeated throughout the plant kingdom.
Ginny Smith taking a stroll under the mistletoe with Alex Summers, who is the glasshouse supervisor at Cambridge University's Botanic Gardens.